Coming to you straight from the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber for Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019. Glad you survived the Labor Day holiday. Here are three big things you need to know at this hour. Number three, a major buzzkill for those that love Taco Bell, which could have serious emotional impact on those who love legal weed as well in America. That's because Taco Bell taking several items off its menu. OMG! What will you all ever do? Number two, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says, I'm alive and on my way to being very well. Everybody watching the Supreme Court, of course, for the possibility of a vacancy. And number one, Dorian the Terrible, barely moving. Cat 5 hurricane has been chewing up the Bahamas for more than 2 days. It's now been downgraded to a Category 3, losing steam fast, but it's been parked over the Bahamas for a very long time, doing incredible damage, biblical damage. The storm weakening as it tries to head north. It's been there for a long time. I want to go to the cone here and give you an idea of what's going on from what I can tell and what I can ascertain. It will remain a major hurricane until sometime Thursday or Friday of this week, according to the forecast we currently have. Now, these forecasts continue to change and change and change. The good news is this hurricane decided to take a northerly track and curve back to the east. At least that's what the models are showing us right now. But it spent 2 days with the Bahamas thrashing the islands there. At one point, Dorian matched the second strongest hurricanes ever recorded with a 185-mile-per-hour sustained winds. That matched it with several other tornadoes over the past many years, including the 1935 Labor Day hurricane, which was considered to be a monster by Florida historical records. But it didn't make landfall in the United States that way. It did over the Bahamas. 185-mile-per-hour sustained winds, 225-mile-per-hour wind gusts, incredible storm that did incredible damage to the Bahamas. But now, as of today, it's still a major hurricane, which means it has winds in excess of 110 miles an hour. In fact, I just looked, the strongest winds now down to 120 miles an hour, sustained winds. It is weakening considerably from where it's been. According to the forecast here, it will remain a major hurricane with winds over 110 miles an hour by Wednesday, midday tomorrow. But I don't know if that's true. I mean, I'm looking at the cone here, and I'm looking at how fast this hurricane has lost steam over just the past 12 to 24 hours, went from a 5 to a 4 to a 3 pretty quickly. And soon it'll be a 2. And by the time it gets to North Carolina on Friday of this week, it's a slow-moving storm. By the time it gets to North Carolina Friday, it will be a Category 1. It will remain a 1, I believe, all the way until it gets to Nova Scotia, which will be sometime next weekend, Sunday. So this storm is going to basically brush the East Coast. It still has tropical storm warnings in effect and hurricane warnings along the coast of Florida. Hurricane watches in effect for Georgia, South Carolina. Nothing for North Carolina yet. Several people killed in the Bahamas, but this storm, well, it could have been much worse, that's for sure. It could have been much worse if it had turned in and gone through the Florida panhandle. Through the peninsula and into the panhandle, as the original models had shown. So there you go. That's really good news that it's turned away, and we'll keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, in California, at least 25 people are dead in California now. They believe that 25 have been confirmed killed. After a dive boat out for a Labor Day weekend excursion with gourmet food, tremendous diving off the coast of California caught fire at 3:30 yesterday morning. And in listening to some of the distress signals back and forth, you quickly learn that 33 people or 34, 33 or 34 people were basically locked beneath deck. No fire extinguishers, no firefighting equipment of any kind, no escape hatch, no way to get out of this burning tomb. And they're in the middle of nowhere off the coast of California at 3:30 in the morning. Five people survived. They're all crew members that were up above board at the time of the fire. Now, I believe, my gut tells me there was some sort of an explosion on board. I don't know yet. We'll hear that. But now, 25 bodies have been recovered. 9 more still missing. It's believed The ship sank about 4 hours after the fire began. And according to the reports that I'm reading, it appears that some of those yet to be recovered, it's because they're pinned under what's left of the ship, under the hull, in the water where it sank there, I don't know, 65 miles northwest of Los Angeles in the Pacific Ocean. Terrible, terrible event there. It was supposed to be, you know, the greatest weekend ever if you were a diver. And as it turned out to be a very tragic situation. I want to shift my sights now back to politics. Coming up this hour, by the way, we will have Dr. John Lott here. We're going to talk a little bit about this shooting that happened in Texas, another shooting, this one in Midland, Odessa. And John Lott will be here to discuss that coming up a little bit later here in hour number two. But as you can imagine, the Democrats just ramp up their calls for gun confiscation, the elimination of guns. Beto O'Rourke pulling no punches whatsoever. He says, we will confiscate these guns. We will take them away from people. They are not legal. We will buy them back. There will be no options. You will not get to keep AR-15s or AK-47s or anything of that nature. No civilians will be allowed to own those firearms in America. Now, the problem with that is that AK-47s and AR-15s account for very few deaths in America. In fact, according to the FBI studies I've been able to get my hands on, less than 800 people died between 2000 and 2018 with AR-15s and AK-47s. Yes, they are used in these high-profile mass shootings on occasion. But what that means is one person dies every 9 days on average from an AK-47 or an AR-15 or an assault rifle, if you prefer that term, even though I'm not sure what it means, except that it's a cosmetic thing. But if you want to talk about assault rifles, we have a pretty good idea of what you mean. One person every 9 days. By contrast, 400 people will die falling from ladders this year. 400 people will die falling from ladders this year. Another 400 more will be killed by hammers this year. So the prevalence of being killed by a hammer or falling from a ladder, far more dangerous than an AR-15 or an AK-47. Math is math. 1,300 people will die today, from smoking-related illnesses. It would take 40 years of AR-15s at this rate to get to that number that'll die just today. It makes you wonder what the priorities are of those that say they want to take your weapons away. Joe Biden also joining the anti-gun movement, saying that you should have no guns that hold multiple bullets. Now, I don't know if he meant that or not, but it's what he said. Should not be able to allow any gun that holds multiple bullets. Well, that would be all semi-automatic. Shotguns, rifles, handguns, everything, all of it. Something to consider because this hard left turn, yeah, it's coming. The hard left turn is coming. It's 14 after on this Tuesday. Like I said, Dr. John Lott will join us in the conversation a bit later here in hour number two. And we'll take a quick break. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.